Committee, May 4th, 1974. Did your mother tell you what her trip from Italy to America was like?
Yeah.
What year did she come to America?
1918.
And how old was she?
18.
Could she speak English?
No.
Did she come over on a boat?
Yeah.
What was her trip like?
I don't know. Well, it was the same as it was for everyone then. They just got on the boat with a tag around their necks and come to this country.
With real tags?
Yeah.
What kind of tags were they?
A tag with their name on them, where they were going.
Did she come with relatives or?
No, by herself.
Did she know where she was going before she got here? Did she have like somebody who sent for her?
Sure, she knew she was coming to Rock Springs.
And where did she land?
Somewhere in Canada, I don't know where.
And then she came directly to Rock Springs from there?
Well, she went to New York and then from New York to Rock Springs.
Rock Springs or Superior?
Rock Springs.
And then what did she do when she got here?
She looked up her relation.
And lived there until she got married?
She lived in Superior.
Who was her relation?
Her uncle, or Maganya, I don't know his name. Steve, I think, Steve Maganya.
Did she get a job immediately when she got here?
Yeah.
What did she do?
She worked as a, I don't know what you'd call it, she cleaned the hotel and that's all she did, it's a career.
And then how long after that did she get married?
I don't know how long it was, 4 or 5 years maybe.
Did your dad come over here the same way?
No.
How did he come over?
Well, he came the same way, but my dad's folks had lived in this country and then went back to Europe, and then he came back himself when he was just, I think, 6 or 8 years old.
And then who did he live with when he was here?
He wasn't here, he was in Pennsylvania. And he just lived in a boarding house. Worked in the mine.
He worked in the mine when he was 6 years old?
Well, 8, I think it was.
What kind of job did he do?
I don't know. Whatever they do in the coal mine.
Wasn't it illegal then for
no.
kids to work in the mine?
No. Well, maybe it was illegal. He still worked in the mine. No, I don't think it was illegal anyhow.
Then what did he do when he got to Wyoming?
He went in the freighting business. He was freighting from Pointer Rocks to South Pass with teams and wagons.
Teams of horses?
Yeah.
Mm. Did your parents ever tell you why they wanted to come to America or why they decided to come?
Yeah, because the living was bad in Europe. Very poor country.
And they'd heard from somewhere that America was better.
Well, sure, they had relatives here.
So it wasn't fiction, it was fact that America was better.
Sure it was. A lot better.
Okay. Were Italian people in Superior exclusive among themselves, or did they, like, fraternize a lot with other nationalities?
No, I think they stuck to themselves pretty much. My folks didn't, but they're a little different too. They're always in business, so they had to be with other people.
So they like had friends of other nationalities.
That's right. But the average Italian out there, I think, pretty much stuck to themselves. Yeah.
What did they do for entertainment, Italians in Superior?
Oh, about the same thing other people do, I guess. Same thing a Greek does, or a Slav, or anything else.
Okay, what did everybody do then?
Well, a few times in the summer they'd go on picnics, but it's different than it is now. The men would go downtown at night and the women would stay home at night.
So the women just worked all day in the home and they stayed there and didn't go out and do anything?
Yeah, they don't go out like, they didn't go out like these people do now. They stayed home. The men went out a little, you know.
What did the men do when they went out?
Play cards.
And drink?
And drink.
Wasn't your father a saloon keeper?
Yeah. For a while, I can't remember when he was.
Do you remember him ever telling you anything about it?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Tell you what, he said it was no good.
Why?
Well, because he's just not, I don't know, he didn't think it was good for anyone to be a bartender or a saloon keeper.
He was also a sheriff, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a marshal, he was a judge.
Did he like that?
Well, I suppose.
Okay. Were you unusually aware of being Italian? I mean, could you tell that there was a big difference between you and maybe a Greek or a Slav?
No.
You were all mostly alike, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing that difference is none of the people liked English in Superior.
Why?
Well, they just didn't like it.
Well, there were quite a few different nationalities in Superior, weren't there?
Yeah.
Negroes and...
No, there was maybe one or two Negroes in Superior, that's all I can remember.
And yet the people still liked Negroes over the English people? It was like discrimination?
They didn't even think about Negroes. But all the other nationalities were pretty much the same, except they didn't like the English.
Okay.
And I suppose the English didn't like them either, for that matter.
What was it like growing up in Superior?
About the same as growing up anywhere else, I guess.
It was a friendly town, wasn't it?
Sure it was.
And everybody knew everybody else? And
yeah. All small towns that way.
Okay. How has Superior changed between then and now?
I don't know. I haven't been here in 2 or 3 years.
Well, then and the time last time you were there.
When I grew up there was a lot of people there. It was a going town. Now, the last time I was up there was about a ghost town.
What kept Superior going?
The mines.
The coal mines?
Yes.
Did you ever work in the mines?
Yeah, for a week.
Why just 1 week?
Because I didn't like it.
Oh, any reason?
Yeah, I guess I thought gophers belong in holes and people belong outside.
Okay, do you have any memories of things that you did in Superior?
Well,
when
sure
you went to school, or?
I have a lot of memories.
Can you think of anything in particular? What kind of activities outside of school, high school, did you and your friends do? What kind of interest did you have?
Well, the same interest as most kids have got today. We didn't have cars to play with, and we had whatever we did for entertainment, we had to entertain ourselves.
Can you think of any specific things that you used to do?
Yeah, but I can't remember what they were. We used to get in the same kind of stuff as they do now. We'd do it around Halloween. We'd go and dump all the outhouses we could find.
They don't do that now.
Well, they don't have outhouses. But the kids were probably worse then than they are now. We did a lot of things that if the kids had done that around Rock Springs today, they'd have them in jail. We'd dump outhouses. We'd do all kinds of goofy things around Halloween. And the rest of the year, we just we didn't have cars to run around in, so we just I don't remember what we did. We did something, I guess.
You had a horse, didn't you?
Yeah.
What kind of a horse was it?
What kind?
Where did you get it?
I got it off the range. It was a range horse.
Where did you keep it at?
In Superior. When I was working on the ranches, I'd keep them on the ranches.
You used to work on ranches?
Yeah.
Whose ranch did you work on?
Oh, I worked on a lot of them. I worked on Chilton's, I worked for Bertinoli's, I worked for the Rives.
These were all sheep ranches?
Yeah, sheep and cattle.
What kind of jobs did you have to do?
Well, it all depended. When I was working for Chilton, I was gathering cattle and running horses. When I worked for these other outfits, it was with the sheep.
Can you remember your mother having any occupations while you were growing up?
Yeah.
What did she do?
She ran a store, a dry goods store.
And she made a lot of money by doing that?
Well, I don't know. She made a living.
And then after that, what did she do?
Well, when the town went down, there was not much money around. She just made a library. She went to work for the county and her store building and that. She had the library in there, county library.
You said on your biography sheet that you used to run wild horses. Where did you do that at?
On the desert. The Red Desert.
The Red Desert.
Yeah.
Why did you run wild horses?
For money, I guess. Sure.
Well, does running wild horses mean catching them?
Yeah, corralling them.
And then you sold them?
Well, I didn't. I was working for somebody else. I was getting paid for it. It was a job.
So how would you go about corralling these horses?
Well, you get a good fast saddle horse and you go out and find a bunch of horses and try to get them in the corral. You didn't always make them. Sometimes you did, sometimes you didn't.
What did you do with the horses after you caught them?
Get them about half broke and then they'd ship them to the east and sell them to whoever wanted horses in the east.
So you would actually break them yourself?
Well, we wouldn't break them gentle, but we'd halfway break them. We'd break them to lead and ride them a few times.
Did you get paid a lot for doing this?
No.
So you just did it more or less for the fun?
I was 18 or 20, I think 17 or 18 years old when I went to work for them people. And I don't even remember what I made, but it was very little. But it wasn't like now. If I made $20 a week, then that was pretty good money.
There were a lot of wild horses then?
Yes, there were. No more than there are today, though. Today there's a lot of wild horses.
Out at the Red Desert?
Yes, you can go anywhere around here and see a lot of wild horses. You can drive to Farson and see 50 along the highway.
You said that your mother was only 18 years old when she came from the old country and she couldn't speak a word of English. Didn't it scare to leave her family behind and come all the way over here and thinking that maybe she would never see them again or even see their country again?
Sure, probably scared her, but people were different than they are now.
In what way?
Well, in the way that they had to do things that we don't have to do. Sure, I'm sure she was scared. But scared or not, they still did it.
So it was a matter of necessity.
That's right.
She had no choice.
That's right.
Did she ever want to go back to see her relatives or
no,
where she lived?
Because her mother died while she was over here and her dad was already dead and she didn't want no part of the whole country. She always figured if she ever had a square meal or anything, it was in this country, not in Europe. She didn't want to go back.
You said that your dad was a sheriff. Did anything interesting ever happen to him?
I'm sure it did. A lot of things interesting happened.
Can you think of anything specific?
Yeah, one time he I don't know what happened or what started it, but he had to go and arrest some, well, I don't know who it was, somebody. And in the process, he got knifed and got his stomach cut open, and all of his intestines and everything were hanging out. He had to catch him in his hands, and he had to walk 2 miles to the doctor's office.
And he lived through it?
Well, sure he did.
Geez, they must have had a lot of guts.
Here again, it was necessity.
Because I think it was a better country.
And people told you that it was a better country?
Yes, my relation.
Okay. Were you disappointed that it wasn't a better country, or was it?
No, it was all right.
In what ways was it a better country than Italy was?
In everything.
You mean you had more money over here, more chance to better
yourself?
That's
it, more money.
Okay. Did you like the people?
Oh, yes.
They were friendly to
friendly.
You and helpful?
Very friendly, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was the trip like over from Italy?
It was all right.
And you came on a boat, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how long did it take you?
9 days.
Okay.
And then we landed in New York.
And you landed in New York,
yes.
Right. And what was your first impression of New York? What did you think of it?
That's different country from all over there, you know.
Do you have any cities like that in Italy?
Oh, yes, it's a lot of cities. But I don't know if it's any bigger like New York. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is America what you expected it to be?
I guess so.
Okay. Did you have any problems like with immigration or with people or with the language or anything
No.
once you got here?
No. Uh-uh.
Why not?
Because was somebody with us, some people far away from our town, and they were talking this language here.
And they were with you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How did you finally get to Rock Springs from New York?
From New York?
Mm-hmm.
We had the paper, we can miss them. When they put us in a train, we come by the train.
So you didn't have any choice about it? I mean, they told you were going to Rock Springs?
Yes. And here, when we was here, they called and they called us to come out, you know.
Because why did they want you to come here, do you suppose?
Because I had the paper to come here in Rock Springs. My sister, she sent me the paper.
Oh, what kind of paper is that?
That's the... What do you call them? You can come in this country if you don't have somebody they call you know, that time, you know?
You couldn't?
No.
You had to have somebody over here
somebody,
first?
Somebody, yes.
Oh, I see.
And they sent me the paper, so I come with the paper.
So your sister was here first, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I see.
Long time before.
Then what did you do when you got here?
I stayed with my sister for 3 months, and then I got married.
And what did you do that 3 months? Did you have a job?
No.
You just lived with your
just
sister?
Just lived with my sister.
And then what did your husband, what was he, did he already come here?
He was here 7 years already.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
What kind of job was he doing?
He was working a mine.
That's what everybody was doing,
yeah.
Here, right?
Mm.
Okay. And then you got married and...
Yeah.
And you moved to Superior then?
I wasn't Superior, I come straight in Superior.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Could you tell me how Rock Springs has changed between then and now? In what ways has it changed?
Well, it's different everything and from them here or now. It's different altogether in everything.
Everything?
Yes.
Well, how was Rock Springs then?
Oh, it was a small town, or, you know. But we don't come much, no, because we used to live in Superior, you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And you had everything in Superior that you needed, so you didn't have to come to Rock Springs.
Yeah, no, we don't come, store and everything.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.